Hello, hello everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net, and this video today being on Monday, June 22nd, 5:56 or 6 p.m. my time, Eastern Standard. Thought I'd go over the CFDs, poor man's gateway to the futures market, see what's out there that is brewing. So as you can see here, this is the usual Gartley's that I've been, harmonic scans that I've been using with MotoWave. Still number one is corn. It's expected to move up to, let me just show you here, this price here from the current price to 4206 is the target over July. Now, I don't think it'll make it that quick, but you can always verify that through studies like the Hertz cycle, just to see where, if it will come true or not. As I've shown before, this is an interesting instrument. You can see here, it's expected to get up to maybe July 2nd, up to some second level of pricing. So if that was the case here, you'd be looking at this timeline, depending upon which cycle indicator you want to use. Anyways, let me go back to other ones. So this one's doing quite well. First, let's talk about China. You have a differential in the targeting of about 1,000, I'm going to estimate. So 13,873 with a target of up to 1,200. So that has a lot of potential to move if it does. And that's, again, maybe moving up the next week. Here with the Euro 50, it's 32.57 all the way up to 36.83. So it's not as aggressive as China. And then when you have the German, it's very little, 500. Here is another good one, is the level moving up to 7 from 7.45 to 7.48. That's for the euro against DKK, pound against the Canadian dollar. I mean, that's a shorting opportunity, obviously. This one that has been doing really well definitely is coming off. It's not as strong as it was before, but when you look at the bar chart volumes here that I've talked about, now remember, this is after when the markets just closed in the US. You can see here, people are loading up on the 10-year, 5-year bonds or treasury T-note. If I go into the world of futures, this one may be good for the 2-year T-note. And you see here, it doesn't, yeah, it declines the least. So that might be a safe one. The margin requirement's not as high as compared to these ones, which are much higher, and that's for even the micro. And oil, I've been going on about since Friday. You can see here it's starting to perform at 226, up 226%. And I think that's out starting to outperform a lot of the markets. And I do believe that is due to China, Asia, really. Indonesia and China seems to lead the way for oil demand. So that has nothing to do with the US, with shale or whatnot, even though there's supposedly reports of building up of inventory. But you know, when you have an agreement in place for Saudi Arabia and OPEC Plus with Russia, it's quite clear that China is leading that demand. Gold, I've been saying this for a while, gold is just not performing like you'd want it. I mean, you got the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500 performing. The best performer of the lot is the Russell. I guess it's more sensitive on the smaller corporations out there. Euro, when you watch here, Euro in Europe is the one to watch. So Euro dollar, Australian dollar. Okay, so let's say you're in the world of currencies. Australian is performing up 1% or 0.99. But you got better performance right now. It looks like it's oil, and then the US indices. So it's just a matter of watching the US indices, how they do. Again, we don't have control over the news that will drive that up or down with this coronavirus with a lot of unpredictability to it. So right now, Australian dollar is doing well. This one I'm kind of surprised with the British pound up 0.95%. So that's quite the interesting one. So obviously the one to watch really is the VIX, because that will determine which way the US indices will go. So once and if that spikes with some, let's say, bad news for coronavirus, number of cases or something, that would spike and then kill off the US indices, and you'll start to see the US markets tank. But I do think right now crude oil may stay strong. And especially, which one was it we were looking at? So WTI would stay strong as well. So we'll leave it at that. You can see corn is not doing too hot. So that's a tough one. But right now, I'd definitely say oil is a good one, and the US indices. But keep in mind to watch that VIX in real time. The currencies, Australian dollar, I like to see. I think that's something to do with the relationship with China and China resources. Or sorry, the need of China for Australian-based resources. So we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.